as we swing our attention down to Wellington, where we find Claudia Tawiti. Hey, sis, there, aren't we?
Tēnā koe, Dale. So I'm going to be talking about the fast track bill because there's an international company. It's called Chatham Rock Phosphate. They published a notice on the share market yesterday or this week saying it had been requested by the government to apply for the fast track approval process. Well, since doing so, its share price has risen from about 18 cents from yesterday afternoon, from Wednesday afternoon to about 15 cents. So it had jumped up. I don't know what that means, but apparently it has caused quite a bit of a stir. Now, this is the second company, international company, that says it's been approached to apply for the fast track. One of the consents ministers, Chris Bishop, he says these companies have been misleading and mischievous, making out that they will get preference, but that's not the case. Now, the ministers have announced the six board members who will recommend to the ministers Shane Jones, Chris Bishop and Simeon Brown, who should get the fast track. And the chair of that board is David Tapsell from Te Arawa. So here's Shane Jones on Tapsell's appointment.
David Tapsell is a very senior member of the Arawa tribe. He's an accomplished lawyer. We've got confidence in him being the chairman. But look, I accept there's a lot of white water around the fast track, but there's also a lot of cult-like thinking. And the fast track is going to be an incredibly important device for Māori as well as Pākehā.
Now, the Fast Track Approvals Bill, that is currently before the Select Committee, and they're calling for public submissions. And the public submissions close 19th of April. Now, you spoke to Green MP Taono Tuiono yesterday about the Samoan Citizenship Bill. Now, ACT and New Zealand First, they apparently shocked the world this week in Parliament by supporting the bill to Select Committee that restores New Zealand's citizenship for a group of Kaumātua kuia born in Western Samoa between 1924 and 1949. But those citizenships, they were reversed by law in 1982 by Muldoon's national government of the time. And again, Green Party Taono Tuiono, he talked to you yesterday about the bill. And here's how the voting went in Parliament.
Talofa lava, Madam Speaker, and talofa lava to the House, to all of our Samoan community who have come along today to support this bill. Can I acknowledge you? Many of the people that are here today are not just here to support the kaupapa of today. They were here in 2003. Outside Parliament, there were one or many of the 90,000 people that signed the petition at the time and have been fighting for this change for decades.
I stand to acknowledge and be grateful and to fully support this idea and this discussion today, Madam Speaker. And without it, I think we would not be doing our job as Pāti Māori.
This bill is restoring citizenship removed by citizenship, Western Samoa Act 1982 bill. ACT Party has decided to support this bill to Select Committee. Yes, I know some members are looking quite surprised.
Madam Speaker.
I call Cameron Brewer.
Talofa lava. We in the National Party are opposing this Restoring Citizenship Removed by Citizenship Western Samoan Act.
I call the Honourable Casey Costello.
New Zealand First is here to listen to the Pacific community. Our leader, Winston Peters, has advocated through initiatives such as the Pacific Reset and continues to advocate for our Pacific communities. We support our Pacific neighbours and the communities that make up our country. That is why New Zealand First will be supporting this bill to Select Committee.
New Zealand National.
49 votes opposed.
New Zealand Labour.
34 votes in favour.
Green Party of Aotearoa New Zealand.
15 votes in favour.
ACT New Zealand.
11 votes in favour.
New Zealand First.
8 votes in favour.
Te Pāti Māori.
6 votes in favour.
The ayes are 74, the noes are 49. The motion is agreed to.
Yeah, so it now goes to the Select Committee for public submissions, and then it'll come back into the House, and they'll probably do the reading, the second and third reading together, and hopefully that will be done by the end of the year. There's a little under 5,000 people who are probably aged about 80, 90 now, who will have their citizenship restored. So congratulations to Te Anau Tui Ono. And in the gallery watching that were former members of Parliament, Opito Soa William Seo, and some of the members from the Samoan Parliament as well. Now, finally, the Broadcasting Minister, Melissa Lee, she's facing some really fierce criticism for her inaction over the massive job losses at TVNZ and News Hub, with both organisations cutting over about 360 jobs between them. Now, Minister Lee was meant to have supplied a paper to Cabinet outlining a strategy to support the media industry. Now, it's been a month now that, and she still has not submitted that to Cabinet, because she needs to go and talk to New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, but he's a bit busy overseas being doing foreign minister stuff. But Lee faced a really fierce attack during question time from Labour's broadcast spokesperson and former Minister of Broadcasting, Willie Jackson. That was yesterday, and here they are here now.
The Honourable Willie Jackson. To the Minister of Media and Communication. Does she stand by her statement, media plays a very, very important role in our democracy? And if not, why not?
Yes, the media provides an important role in disseminating information and content for the benefit of New Zealand.
Given that statement and the unfolding crisis in the media sector, is there nothing for the media sector in the government's full second quarter action plan?
There is a process underway, and I'll have more to say when that process has concluded.
What does she say to former TVNZ boss and TV3 political editor Bill Ralston, who, I quote, said the minister has no idea what she is doing?
There is a process underway, and I will have more to say once that process has concluded.
Is it the case that actually the minister has no plan, and she has to wait until Winston Peters gets back to do her job for her?
No.
Yeah, so, you know, a barrage of criticism being levelled at Melissa Lee. So what does this mean for Māori media? We're in the Māori portfolio, so we're the responsibility of Māori, Minister Tama Pōtaka, Minister for Māori. He has to dig deep to, at the least, safeguard existing funding and the most get an increase in next month's MAVE's budget. But given the coalition government's cost-cutting, that's highly unlikely. I think for Māori media, it'll be Winston Peters and Shane Jones who will be relying on them to protect our funding. They're both big supporters of iwi radio particularly, and security, our security, is probably dependent on them and not Tama Pōtaka.
Well, kia ora, and thank you for the mahi you've done this week. Sis, you got anything interesting happening over the weekend?
Not over the weekend, but Dale, the Parliament is now in recess for 2 weeks. They return on the 20th of April, so they're back out and about in their constituencies.
Times of school holidays, doesn't it? Thanks very much, Claudette Hawiti, joining us in the Parliamentary Press Gallery in Wellington. Mauri ora kia koe te tuihine.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Great to have you with us, 7:47.